Budget hearing today is Wednesday, September 11th, 2019. If you could please rise and join me in Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Klufas?
Present.
Councilmember Branquito?
Here.
Councilmember Cuff?
Present.
Councilmember Howell?
Here.
Thank you.
Mayor Holland is absent.
Thank you. We will now move on to our one presentation item, which is a presentation of the fiscal year 2019-2020 proposed budget.
Good evening, Vice Mayor, City Council. Today is our first budget hearing, tentative budget hearing. A little bit about the budget timeline. We started this process as early as January, and we've had several meetings with City Council and for our residents. We first presented the year-to-date budget results in April, and then we followed up with fund accounting and revenue restriction presentation. We then had our property tax presentation, and that came right after we received our preliminary tax assessment from the property appraiser's office. We followed with the adoption of the maximum millage rate. That was our first meeting in July. And then we began our budget workshops. We went over the general fund, the proprietary funds, construction, and all other funds. And on August 27th, we saw the final proposed budget as a whole and went through every single fund again. So today, the presentation is all funds, and we're also going to adopt the tentative millage rate. We will come back to City Council next Wednesday, September 18th, also at 5:05, to adopt the final millage rate and the final budget. We're going to go over how is the budget addressing City Council priorities, any personnel changes, the 2020 proposed budget summary, and then the budget by fund in detail, the millage rate, and then we'll talk about next steps. As you can see, we've broken down the council priorities, the impact to the general fund, and impact to other funds. The streets maintenance, the pavement management program was a challenge for us this year, but it is fully funded for 2020, and we'll keep having discussions with City Council for 2021. Carl will go into more detail as far as capital projects funds are concerned as we go through the presentation. The other priorities were the public works facility. We have a plan that's been presented to City Council. Same thing for a street light master plan. We can tell you to follow the master plan. We are gearing up for a shop local campaign in an effort to increase our revenues from the shop local efforts. We're also proposing increases in how we communicate with the public. Innovation District continues to be a City Council priority, and many of the items within your priorities for the Innovation District are being funded through the State Road 100 CRA budget. This is a look at the 2020 proposed budget. This is a summary. As you can see, the large percentage of increases are in the Capital Projects Fund. Utility capital accounts for $6.3 million. Where stormwater fund accounts for about $5.5 million. Also, bring your attention to the Streets Improvement Fund. That's where our pavement program is funded from, $3.2 million. And Transportation Impact Fee Funds, $9.3 million. Now, as I said earlier, Carl will go into detail once we get to those specific funds. This is just a summary as a whole. This is a look at our general fund. As you can see, our increase in revenues is $2.7 million. We have budgeted expenditures of $2.2 million and the balance to contingency. As we look at our revenues, our ad valorem, the increase is due to property tax values in the City of Palm Coast. We continue to see a good, healthy increase in our property tax values. The millage rate is remaining the same. Communication services tax continues to be a challenge for us, and that's been throughout the state where they're not, they are on the decline. all the other miscellaneous revenues are basically very close to last year's. General fund expenditures by category. I won't go through all the personnel changes, but they are listed underneath. We don't really have growth more than 15% on any of the divisions. Our proprietary funds, we'll start with utility, water and wastewater fund. As you can see, the personnel changes are outlined in the bottom. Our revenue is proposed at $45,753,000, and the expenditures are broken down by category between customer service and finance, administration, wastewater operations, water operations, construction management, non-departmental. Some of the increases that utility has been facing has been the cost of operating and the cost of chemicals that have increased with the economy. Carl will talk a little bit about the utility capital projects five-year plan.
And you can see going into fiscal year 20 that there's quite a jump in expenditures. A lot of those are tied to ongoing projects that were begun this year and moving into construction phase in fiscal year 20. And then some of the other projects are occurring in fiscal year 20, such as some extension of some projects down Oakings Road South, some reclaim extensions, some pump station upgrades, and just some overall capacity and infrastructure improvements. So it varies throughout the different disciplines in the utility budget as to what the increases go to, but a lot of it is just moving projects forward that already started and then starting some new projects.
Look at our stormwater fund. This is the enhanced stormwater plan that was approved by City Council. One thing that we do have in the fiscal year 2020 is a proposed loan proceeds. We are currently working with the city's financial advisor on a RFP for a loan that we will bring forth to City Council shortly after the beginning of the new fiscal year. And Carl can speak to the fund expenditures in the five-year plan.
And this is just tied to the rate study that was done, that was implemented last fall. You know, it was kind of ramping up program. You know, every year we continue to increase that program. This current year, fiscal year 19, we did a lot of planning, a lot of identifying projects, getting the design done on the project. So as we ramp up to fiscal year 20, you saw in your last council workshop, there was several projects ready to go to construction. We have many more projects identified per the master plan that will be moving forward. So with the loan proceeds coming in, we can start implementing more of those enhancement type projects and infrastructure improvements.
Our buildings permit fund, we continue to see steady growth here in the city. So the increase in expenditures are to accommodate the growth that we have seen. Information technology, as you remember, this was the first year that there was a breakdown between the enterprise and the internal service part of information technology. So what you're looking at 2020 is it's no longer subsidizing the internal operations that has been absorbed into the individual fund budgets. So we're really looking at fiber and cell tower revenues. Now, as the City Council makes decisions on that enterprise, we will bring forth the budget amendments accordingly. This is our contract with Solid Waste. Basically, the contract hasn't changed from last year. A look at our internal service funds. These are the ones that provide services to the city departments. Information technology, once again, this is the first year that it's not being subsidized. As you can see there's no transfer from the IT enterprise and there's no transfer from general fund. So all of the expenditures are being allocated. Communications fund, this is where we fund our emergency management communication radios. We're currently working with the county and there will be a new system implemented in 2020. And what we do with this communications fund is that every year we charge a portion so that we have enough to be able to pay for these upgrades in cash and we don't really need any financing. Our fleet fund, we'll go into a little bit of detail on the capital expenditures on the next slide, but basically this is where we fund all of our fleet and equipment. As you can see, the proposed equipment for 2020 is to the tune of $5.4 million, and that includes a ladder truck for the fire department, which the chief had a presentation for City Council on it at the last, at the August 27th workshop. Facilities fund, once again, this just provides maintenance service to city facilities, and there hasn't really been much of a change in this fund. Our health insurance provides health benefits to our employees. Carl will go over the capital projects fund. I'll just touch a little bit upon the capital projects revenue. This is where the small county surtax funds are deposited. This is a shop local revenue, so we do see the benefit when our citizens shop local. This is where we use it for. It's in our capital projects fund. You will see the transfer from utility, and that is for the, we're starting the transfers for the public works facility for the fleet portion of it, of what's going to be funded by our different enterprises. That's the beginning of it. And Carl will touch upon the project.
And going through the capital projects fund, you can see the primary major expense in this fund is the public works facility, which will begin design coming in 20, but it's really moving forward to construction the following 2 years. And, you know, as Helena indicated, that is, those new revenue coming in to offset that cost for those various enterprise funds to cover the cost. In here, we do have the park rehab and renewals, which is another major component, keeping up our existing parks and keeping those online and up to par and safety measures as necessary. The Transportation Impact Fee Fund, this is one that's really tied directly to development. So as development occurs, they're paying impact fees that are contributed to capacity improvements. We do also have a lot of DOT funds. You can see the grants in here are large. They are tied to specifically the Old Kings Road widening project. We do have some Seminole Woods turn lane that was done this year, and then moving forward, we had Belterre and Whiteview that are on the list for receiving some grant funding. The Streets Improvement Fund. This here is mainly tied to the gas tax and some state revenue sharing. This is where we fund our street resurfacing program from. This is one where we have proposed last year was our pavement management program, where we came in and done an analysis of our entire roadway and identified what level of service we were gonna maintain the roads at and came up with a plan. We were able to fully fund the program in this coming budget due to some offsetting of some contingency and project and doing some work in-house. But moving forward, you can see at the bottom of the screen here, there's going to be a need in the future, starting in fiscal year 21, for some additional revenue necessary to keep that resurfacing program online with what was proposed and recommended. The Recreation Impact Fee Fund, you can, this here is again tied to development. This is one that is, a study is being completed right now that's underway, looking at this impact fee fund to see if any changes need to be made. You can see we do have some projects here that do also have some grant funding from DOT. The Lehigh Trailhead is under design, and there's right now a possibility of having some funds transferred from another DOT project that isn't occurring, so we could advance the construction phase of the project. In the Long Creek Nature Preserve, we have a pending grant application in where they would fund half of some site improvements for boardwalk and overlooks and whatnot that we were waiting to hear back on. The Fire Impact Fee Fund, we continue to collect revenue here for a future fire station.
And we are currently under a fire impact fee study also.
And the SR1 and CRA fund, as Helena indicated previously, there's a lot of items in here that are tied to the council priorities. And there are some capital projects in here. One of them are some roundabout safety improvements in Town Center in the upcoming fiscal year.
We'll shift now to special revenues. These are smaller funds for specific purposes, so we are presenting them in summary. As you can see there, CDBG, police education, disaster reserve, special events, Old Kings Road Special Assessment, and BAC Fund. As you can see, the changes are minimum $34,000 for all the funds. So those are the revenues, and this is a look at the expenditures. Once again, they're for very specific purposes, so we don't go through them one by one, because we have done that through the presentations. Look at our millage rate. We are proposing the same millage rate as in fiscal year 2020, and that's in line with the maximum millage rate that was adopted by City Council in July. A look at next steps. As I said earlier, when we started this presentation, we will come back to City Council Wednesday, September 18th at 5:05 here at City Hall to adopt the final fiscal year 2020 budget and millage rate. Any questions?
Council? I think we're good. Great presentation. Thank you, Helena.
Thank
and Carl.
Thank you.
At this point, we will recess City Council meeting and convene the CRA board, so I will need a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll make it.
Got a second?
Second.
Okay, I will now convene the CRA meeting, and we will move on to item E2. And this is a resolution which proposes the adoption of the tentative budget for fiscal year 2019-2020 for the SR-100 Corridor Community Redevelopment Agency, also known as SR-100 Corridor CRA, at a total amount of $2,035,955. The resolution also amends the fiscal year 2018-2019 budget as discussed during a series of budget workshops which included the SR-100 CRA. The total revised SR-100 Corridor CRA budget for the fiscal year 2018-2019 will be $2,009,337 compared to the original budget of $2,202,162. The effect of this current amendment will result in a total decrease of $192,825 from the original budget adopted for fiscal year 2018-2019. Bring it back to this council for questions, but then we're going to open it up for public comment. Council, any discussion? Okay, we'll open up this item for public comment. If you wish to address item E2, please come to the podium, state your name, and you'll have 3 minutes once you do. All right, I will close public comment as I see no one approaching. I'll bring it back to this council for a motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say nay. Motion passes 4-0. I will now adjourn the CRA board meeting and reconvene our city council meeting. So once again, I'll need a motion.
I'll make it.
I'll second it.
Okay. I will now reconvene the city council meeting, and we will move on to our resolutions. And the first resolution is setting the tentative millage rate for fiscal year 2019-2020. And reading this agenda item, the City of Palm Coast proposes to levy a millage rate of 4.6989 mils. This is an increase of 6.15% from the rolled back rate of 4.4266 mils. I will now hear public comment on that. If you would like to address our council, you have 3 minutes once you approach the podium and you state your name for the record.
G or it's
This is specific to item specific to the setting the tentative millage rate for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Okay, can I comment a few things on the budget that's already passed, or I can comment maybe a little bit later on in part G?
You could definitely be able to comment in part G, and it'd probably be more applicable specifically for item F4, which is a resolution establishing the tentative budget for fiscal year 2019-2020. So if you don't mind just holding on 1 minute,
okay,
for the next
item. I just wanted to make sure that I'm not going to miss out.
Understood. Yeah, thank you. Any other speakers for this item? I see none, so I will close public comment, and I will bring it back to this council for a motion.
I move to the resolution.
All those in favor say aye.
I have to announce the City of Palm Coast proposes to
adopt. Oh, I have to announce it first. Okay. The motion would be the City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a millage rate of 4.6989 mils. Now we can have a motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
All right.
Aye. All those against say nay. Motion passes 4-0. Okay, moving on to item F4, which is a resolution establishing the tentative budget for fiscal year 2019-2020 and amending the fiscal year 2018-2019 budget. The City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a budget with total appropriated expenditures and reserves of $202,931,919. And now we will have public comment for this item, so if you would like to address the council, please come up to the podium, state your name, and you'll have three minutes once you do.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to find out the status on the...
Please state your name for the record.
I'm sorry. Yeah, my name is Vadim Zaitsev, and I'm the resident of the P section of Palm Coast. I just wanted to find out the status on the project about, I think, fiber optics lines. And I think it was mentioned in the budget. I'm holding in my hands the Wall Street Journal print edition from August 21st, 2019, and there is an article which, quote, says, "The truth about faster internet, it's not worth it." So the idea of the article is that there are some major companies like AT&T, Verizon, and so forth, Comcast, that had invested tons of money into the faster internet, but eventually they realized that 2,500 kind of megabits is more or less enough for the households, and they can barely get the money back. So I'm just questioning: is it really worth it for the city of Palm Coast to invest, how much money just to, whether for profit or not, but, that's my question, whether or not the fiber optics lines are really worth it if the private companies can barely get money on it back. Okay,
Understood.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, is there any other speakers? Okay, I'll close public comment, and I will answer that. Most directly, the City of Palm Coast has benefited from our fiber net infrastructure, mostly because we were able to consume our own internet. Prior to the inception of fiber net, we were paying close to $250,000 a year for internet access for all of our buildings. So our initial investment, which was close to $10 million, has been repaid. Because we were able to consume that internet ourselves. And we also have partners like the school who contributes, they pay for the broadband access that they get from FiberNet. And there's also investment opportunities that exceed the limits of just providing additional bandwidth. There's Internet of Things opportunities and additional sensors, and that really integrates well with our water utility. So there's additional opportunities for the fiber to be used than just delivering high-speed internet. And also in Palm Coast, we suffer from a duopoly, so there's only two real competitors here. So in a natural market, they would be much more inclined to offer a higher-speed internet if there were competitors that were doing as such. But we have recouped our money over the years for our initial investment, and we're looking to expand in ways that will be profitable for the city, but also benefits that go beyond just fiscal. So thank you for that question. So next, I have to announce that the City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a tentative budget of $202,931,919, and I will bring it back to this council for a motion.
I motion to establish a tentative budget.
Second.
Favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say nay. Motion passes 4-0. The public hearing to adopt the final millage rate and budget is scheduled for September 18th, 2019 at 5:05 p.m. at the Palm Coast City Hall Community Wing. And now we will move on to public participation. Item G, which is any public participation that they would like to come up and state anything to the council. You have 3 minutes once you state your name for the record.
Once again, my name is Vadim Zaitsev, and I have a more specific question. Last year, I believe, towards the end of the year, you increased our utility bills, the city of Palm Coast. So, like in my case, for example, the city utility bill went up from the average of $80 up to $90, which is about 10% increase. I believe one of the promises was, and that's relating more to the people like myself, my house is located on the freshwater canal. Now, about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, there were two boats or barges that were going around and cleaning up the canal. For the past, I believe, maybe like 8 or 10 years, it had never been cleaned. And I believe one of the promises when you raised up the prices for the utility bills is that the freshwater canal will be cleaned, which is very important for the people like me whose houses are located on, right on it, basically. So if you can just tell me what the status on that is. Thank you.
Understood. Thank you. Any other comments? No, I'll close public comment, and I will defer to Helena, but specifically I remember the stormwater.
Yes, I think what they're referencing is the stormwater increase, and Carl is actually our director, so he can speak to it.
Yeah, canal dredging was part of that plan. It was in our enhanced stormwater plan that we put together. It is a long-range plan. I think it was like a 20-year plan to do the dredging of all the canals. And as part of our master plan data study that we presented yesterday, and identified that there are some areas, if we do modify especially the control structure levels, we definitely need to combine that with some dredging. We have already started to perform some dredging, and we will be doing some associated with some projects where we identified key areas where we need to relieve some potential flooding hazards. So it is a project that is starting up, and we'll continue to enhance it in the upcoming years.
Excellent. Thank you. That's a very timely question as well, since we had the presentation yesterday, so thank you for that. And that concludes our budget meeting for today. I will have a motion for adjournment.
May I just add one thing? I would like, if at all possible, that next year when we go through this, I want to make it a part of the record, that we do everything conceivable to try to make this a little later in the evening so that due public participation, you know, we can get some more folks in here. That's the only thing I ask.
Understood. All right. Appreciate it. Excellent. I will still entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion for adjournment.
Second.
Adjourned.